But they might have succeeded, I said. They might have succeeded, said Sid wistfully. Yeah. Then he added, but any sort of non-lethal weapon that would force compliance in interrogation wouldn't be appealing to us at all, because the resulting evidence couldn't be used in court. But they don't have those constraints inside a shipping container in Al-Qaim, I said. No, they don't, said Sid. Hmm, I said. You know what you've stumbled into here, said Sid. What? I asked. The dark side, he said. I left Sid and returned to the UK to find that I had been sent 7 photographs. They were taken by a Newsweek photographer, Patrick Andrade, in May 2003, and were captioned, "An escaped detainee is returned to a holding area in Al-Qaim, Iraq." There is no sign of loudspeakers, but the photographs do show the interior of one of the shipping containers behind the disused railway station. In the first of the photographs, 2 powerfully built American soldiers are pushing the detainee through a landscape of corrugated iron and barbed wire. He doesn't look hard to push. He's as skinny as a rake. A rag covers his face. One of the soldiers has a handgun pressed to the back of his neck. His finger is on the trigger. In all the other photographs, the detainee is inside the shipping container. He is barefoot. A thin plastic strap binds his ankles, and he's crouched in the corner, up against the silver corrugated wall. The metal floor is covered with brown dust and pools of liquid. Right at the back of the shipping container, deep in the shadows, you can just make out the figure of another detainee, lying in a huddle on the floor, his face masked by a hood. Now the rag only covers the first man's eyes, so you can see his face, which is deeply lined like an old man's, but his wispy mustache reveals that he's probably about 17. He's wearing a torn white vest, covered in yellow and brown stains. There's an open wound on one of his skinny arms, and above it someone has written a number with a black marker pen. He might have done terrible things. I know nothing about him other than these 7 fragments of his life. But I can say this. In the last photograph, he is screaming so hard it almost looks as if he's laughing. This is the end of CD 4. The book continues on CD 5.